Hi everyone, this is Pastor Rod here in Tokyo, Japan, and we're doing a series on spiritual warfare, and today is the last day, and we're going to really home in on what the armor of God is. It says, put on the whole armor of God. This is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18, and there's six or maybe seven items of the armor of God, but before we go into them, I just want to tell you that there's five times in this section there are what the Bible calls, what the Greek calls commands or imperatives. You've got to do these things. And all of these are speaking to not one person, but the whole troops together. These are words from Paul to the Ephesian church, to everyone in the church, to put on the armor of God. Five times it mentions with this strong, commanding voice. And I want to say that I really do believe that after being a pastor now for 40 years, being a believer for 45 years, that there's something about we've got to be strong. And I know people are in all sorts of pain and problems, but God's word is we need to be strong in the Lord, be strong in the Lord. All through Psalms, all through New Testament, there is this urging, this coaching to be strong in the Lord. And here we read five times in verse 10, be strong in the power of the Lord. Verse 11, 12, put on the full armor of God. Verse 13, put on the full armor of God. Verse 14, stand firm. Verse 17, 18, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit and hold it firm. You know, there's something about being encouraged so strongly by God, our wonderful Savior, but also our teacher and coach, that sometimes we've just got to get strong. And the other day I was talking to a great young person in our church going through trials, and you know, I'm a pastor, and with a pastor's heart, I said, I think you've got to just really get strong in the Lord. And I prayed for that person. I'm believing that they'll get strong. And it's not meaning we don't care. We're not saying get over it or anything like that. We're just saying, listen, God's word says we must be strong. I really want to urge you to do that. So we're going to read through these scriptures as we close today. And this might be a little bit longer. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength. That's the first command. Be strong in the Lord and his strength. Number two, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to take the stand against the wiles or the strategies of the devil. And it really speaks about this attack from the devil. We've got to put on the armor of God. For we're not contending against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against people. That is not our warfare. Whenever we talk about war and warfare and enemies, we are talking about a spiritual and emotional enemy. The devil can put things on our life, and things from our past can really come up and attack us. So it says, put on the armor so we can take our stand against the devil's schemes. Verse 13, therefore take the whole armor of God. There's number three. Come on, put on the whole armor. Get strong in the armor. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Verse 14, here it is, the fourth one, stand, just stand. And sometimes standing is as strong as a victory. Sometimes just taking it, and then we say to the devil, is that all you got? Was that it? Because now we're standing firm, and we're going to go forward. And sometimes standing is as good as a victory. I really do believe that at times in our lives. And it says, stand therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So here are the first two. The first one is this girdle or the loin cover. Now, all of these are Roman soldiers' utensils or tools or uniform. The first one is not just a little, you know, underwear. It's talking about quite a protective area around our middle part, like a belt, but there's metal hanging down that protects our private parts, protects our back. There's something there about put on something that's going to strengthen your sexual area and your back, your strength area. Put on something from God to protect us against whatever the enemy has. It's a breastplate of righteousness. It straps around the back, but it's protecting our heart and lungs. This area here, our very strong area in the front. So just already we've got something on our lower front and now something on our top front, putting on says the breastplate of righteousness. Now, I believe this is protecting us by knowing that we're righteous through Jesus. This is amazing. This is the way it's supposed to be. We're strong in the Lord. We're putting on something down there, now something up here that is, it speaks about being right with God. Jesus died and says, Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus, because through the Spirit of God has set me free from the spirit of law and death. Now, we are living in New Testament times, and we are not just a worm and no man and nothing. No, we're sons and daughters of God. Put on the protective truth of the New Testament, covering our heart and emotions, and it's pretty amazing. And then it says, having our feet shod or fitted with the equipment of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. We've got to put on walking in peace. And I really do believe this means forgiving and releasing and walking in peace every day. Releasing, if people's things come to mind, releasing. You know, to forgive doesn't mean to be everyone's best friend, but it does mean to release from judgment. It does mean to release from our mind and our heart. Let it go. Let it go. Here in Japan, we're always saying to people, just let it go. Let it go. Our feet, walk out, walk in life, letting go and living in peace. And then it goes on to say that verse 16, beside all these, taking the shield of faith, which can quench the flaming darts of the evil one. This is a big shield in the Roman toolbox. It's a big shield. So when the enemy's hitting us with fiery darts, we are holding up faith in God's word, in God's truth, in God's promises. Jesus said in John 8, 30, 31, that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. But he also says you've got to hold the truth. You've got to hold truth. Hold on. No, devil, you're not going to hit me with those darts anymore. Now I'm holding. And I have some sort of a silly thing in my life that I called the flick of faith. That if the enemy fires a dart at me, it's like, no, devil, no longer am I going to allow that to get into my or get under my skin. I'm going to flick that condemnation, that negativity. I'm going to flick it in Jesus' name, and I'm going to keep walking. This, I believe, is the shield of faith. And then it goes on to say the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, this is the only attacking instrument in the toolbox of the Roman soldier. And it's a sword of the Spirit. Now, this is not to hurt people, but it is to drive into the enemy, the devil, and all his lies and deceits and all his stuff, to drive in with truth, the truth of God's word. It says in Hebrews 4 that the sword of the Spirit is a two-edged sword. It is so sharp. It is so strong. It destroys the work of the enemy. We call this reading the Bible or journaling, reading God's word and applying it into our life. God, what would you say to me today is using God's word. And I do believe that when the enemy comes, we need to have his word ready in our lives. Pretty amazing, isn't it? The word is the sword of the Spirit. And then verse 18, and pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Keep alert. So prayer, praying, just keeping our hearts in alignment with God, allegiance and integration with God in our daily life, in our work, in our family, in our whatever it is, we are going to be praying. At Lifehouse Church, we always ask our disciples, people that love Jesus, just to do a few daily habits, a few things, to read God's word a bit, to pray, and to forgive or release people from our lives. And we find that these simple daily habits are so, so powerful in people's growth in being strong in the Lord. It's not a law. You don't have to do it, but it's a habit. Now, I say to our people, it's like brushing your teeth. You don't have to brush your teeth. There's no law. But if you don't brush your teeth for a while, you start to smell. And if you don't brush your teeth for a while, your husband, wife will say, you smell. There's something about a daily habit that brings cleansing and hope and focus and purpose. And I'd really encourage you to put on the full armor every day. Say, Lord, I put on the armor. I'm going to pray. I'm going to use your word. I'm going to forgive. I'm going to have things in place, and life with you is good. Let me pray as we finish this series on spiritual warfare and put on the armor and be strong. Lord, I pray that we would be strong in putting on your armor, strong in taking our stand, strong in your word, strong in prayer, strong in releasing people, strong. You'd help us, Lord, in our inner being, our minds and hearts. And Lord, I did mention there as well the helmet of salvation, which is protecting our mind. I pray all these areas would be in place and we would be strong in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go on to strength and doing what God's called us to do, in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you enjoyed today's episode with Pastor Rod, why don't you subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to this, and we'll see you next time.